welcome once again to The Blueprint. It is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha Lakes Brock. Thank you once again for joining us. I know I say it each and every week, but we do have an amazing show lined up for you. I'll get to who our guest is in just one second. But remember, we need your help. We need your help to attract and reach this message to people within your social network. We need you to like, to comment, share, subscribe to this program. Help us push back against the ever-moving liberal agenda. And of course, a friendly reminder, if you can't watch it all today, right this second, please download it later on. Listen to us on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. Now, to our guest, we welcome back to the show Michelle Rempel-Garner, the Shadow Minister for Health. She's also the Member of Parliament for Calgary Nose Hill, a friendly face on the show. We thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
All right. We're talking vaccines today. We're talking about procurement. We're talking about getting the economy back on track. Let's talk about vaccines first. A new poll coming out today shows 70% of Canadians believe the federal government is responsible for Canada falling behind on these vaccinations. What the heck is going on, Michelle?
Well, Jamie, we're a year into COVID, and, you know, around the world, we've seen things like rapid tests, therapeutics, and vaccines be developed so that we don't have to just be relying on lockdowns anymore, right? I know a lot of people who are probably listening to this are just, they've had enough. And so it is the federal government's responsibility to get those tools to Canadians. Now, you know, I really wanted the federal government to succeed in this because, you know, I wanted us to go back to normal. But the reality is that anybody who's listening to this right now, if they wanted to go out and get a vaccine, there's not a lot available in Canada. And that's because the federal government has failed to secure those life-saving products for Canadians. You know, what we've been focusing on now is figuring out a path forward. And, you know, I'm really glad to be on the show today to talk a little bit about how we got here and where we can go in the future so that, you know, Canadians have some hope.
Well, it looks like, according to the world rankings, vaccine doses administered per 100 people, Canada is behind, well behind Romania, and it's just ahead by a smidge, China and Russia. So that, what has happened? How did we get to the point where we are being passed by countries, and nothing, no disrespect to Romania, but to other G7 countries that are way ahead of Canada?
Yeah. And I mean, congratulations to Romania, you know,
absolutely.
Absolutely. So how did we get here? First of all, if you go back a year, I really don't think the Trudeau Liberals took COVID seriously. Like, you remember sitting in the House of Commons with me where, you know, they were repeating lines like there's no evidence of human to human transmission of COVID, that the, you know, the masks don't work. We don't need to close the borders. So I really don't think they were taking it seriously. That's in those critical first couple of months. That's problem number one. Because they weren't taking it seriously, I don't think that they approached the question of how do we get vaccines in any sort of way that resembled the type of leadership that you need to get the job done on a project like that. Most other countries, like if you look at the US, they had Operation Warp Speed. The European Union had these like big, fast moving task forces that got serious about that challenge. Canada didn't have a similar group until I think it was the summer. So, and during that time period, the Liberal government decided to invest only with a company that was essentially owned by the Chinese government, and that deal fell through. So what ended up happening, long and the short of it, is we wasted 6 valuable months. During that time period, we didn't invest in any sort of meaningful way, bolstering domestic manufacturing capacity here in Canada, which meant that we were late to the table negotiating contracts that the world had already negotiated with other, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer. And what that meant was, as you're seeing today, we're at the back of the line for receiving vaccines. We're completely at the mercy of other countries who are producing these vaccines for us to purchase, you know, which is why we're looking at, you know, potential export restrictions from the European Union on vaccines, which is where we get a lot of these vaccines. So we're not in a great position right now. You know, and I think that our team, our party has done a really good job of saying we can't continue on this path. We need to admit that there's a problem and then work to fix it. So you know, that's been the focus of our team across our caucus, as you well know, over the last several months. And, you know, I'm glad to see that there is some movement. We need to succeed in this. But, you know, the Trudeau government should be held to account. I worry, Jamie, that, like, clearly they failed on vaccines. I want them to succeed, but, you know, if they failed on vaccines so far, I worry about the economic recovery and what comes next. And I think, you know, I would just encourage anyone who's listening to this, regardless of how you vote, to really be holding the federal government to account for better.
Perfect. I'm going to get on the topic of recovering with the economy in just one second. But the other piece of the puzzle, too, and you mentioned it earlier on, is the ability to create and produce our own vaccines domestically. And there have been a number of companies that have expressed willingness to do that here in Canada, but their requests have been basically falling on deaf ears in Ottawa. And one of the companies, you don't have to mention that specifically, but there's one company in Calgary that has tried to reach out many times to the federal government that said, yes, we can take over the facility in Montreal. We can have vaccines coming out of that facility, and nothing.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a challenge. I mean, I don't understand why the strategy from the federal government was just to try and get vaccines from other countries. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, like, even just looking back at the start of the pandemic, countries around the world were hoarding personal protective equipment. Remember, we had all that trouble getting masks and gloves, and to a certain extent, we still are. So vaccines shouldn't have been a stretch to imagine, like, we need our own capacity. We actually just had the company that you referred to, the Providence Pharmaceuticals out of Calgary. They have the capacity to produce the type of vaccine that is, according to recent data, the most effective against emergent variants. And you know, the testimony that they had at committee was really quite shocking, in that, you know, we asked them did the federal government take your call? And the answer was just one word. It was no. And that's crazy. So I don't know who was giving the advice and who was taking the advice to only be looking at, you know, purchasing from other countries. We should have been bolstering this. And is it possible? Yes. The United Kingdom, they were in the same boat we were at the start of the pandemic. They invested, they scaled up technology, and now they're producing their own vaccines and distributing it. So, you know, I think that this is a question of leadership. I don't think that Justin Trudeau, he clearly didn't have the leadership capacity to manage through this. We need strong leadership to address these challenges so that we're not having the same conversation in a year. And to your point as well, like, we also need to be talking about recovery, and these two things go hand in hand.
All right, let's talk about recovery, because even right at the beginning, if anyone's been following along piece by piece, and it's been a very long year, I think what you said at the beginning is true. People are sick of the lockdowns. If we were going right back from the beginning, in addition to the border being closed right away, you and our previous health critic, Matt Genereux, were talking very loudly and very often about rapid tests. And this is a very important piece to this reopening of the economy.
Absolutely. I mean, when I started asking questions about rapid testing in September, the first, you know, response, it was very flippant, I got from the health minister was, well, nobody has applied. And it's like, well, these things are in the precious commodities around the world. And Canada is a relatively small market. We have a very complex regulatory process. The government should have been going out and sourcing these vital tools. And now I just don't understand why they haven't been deployed in areas where, you know, they're prone to outbreak, especially given the questions that we have on vaccine rollout. So, you know, why isn't the federal government taking some leadership on ensuring that they're deployed in, let's say, long-term care facilities or food processing plants, or that they're available to, you know, even firefighters associations? I met with the Calgary area, you know, firefighter union. And, you know, right now, if somebody has any symptoms, they basically have to shut down an entire fire hall for 2 weeks. So, like, there's tools at our disposal that are much more effective and more efficient than just mass lockdown. And here we are. And I, what I don't like is that the government is asking Canadians to sacrifice more when in fact they should be doing better themselves. And I think, you know, we've had a lot of really cold, dark days, certainly here in Alberta. I'm not sure about you, Jamie. People are tired. Mental health is a concern. People have lost their lives and businesses. We need a path forward. And, you know, just these continued delays, it's not acceptable. We need a real plan. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the leadership that our party leader could bring to that question, but also that our team, I know that our team of caucus would not be taking no for an answer or saying this is good enough. And that's step number one.
Well, absolutely. And it, you know, we talk about the recovery and we need the small businesses to be there when the lockdowns start to ease up, or when we have vaccinations, or when we have rapid tests, but we need them to be there. Let's talk quickly about your province and the kicking that it continues to get by this federal government. Keystone XL pipeline, just to name one in a series, Bill C-69, the tanker ban. We're talking recovery. You need the anchors of our economy to be strong. And this government seems to have a real disconnect as to the lives that are being impacted by these decisions in Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people in my community who feel like parts of the country don't care about them. And I mean, it's easy to get to that conclusion, given all the things that you just mentioned. I mean, it almost feels like Ottawa has been on a campaign against Alberta. And at a time when, you know, there's a lot of global uncertainty, to put it mildly. You know, you look at the tensions that we have with countries like China and Russia, the recent political turmoil that the U.S. has gone through. This is a time for our country to be united. And certainly not at least acknowledging that Alberta was in a massive, you know, economic crisis going into COVID should have been step number one. We've seen no acknowledgement of that from this prime minister. And that's, you know, people are furious out here, as they should be. But, you know, for me, it's yes, Trudeau is the problem. I also hope that people in every part of this country will stand up for my province. I want other provinces to champion my province. I don't want people just to look at the workers in my community and go, oh, your jobs are dirty or this or that. It's, we're either united or we're not. And we're coming to a point in our country's history where we need to decide who we are. And standing up for the right of the people in my community to work in their chosen jobs is part of that conversation. So this is a time we need to get really serious about recovery across the country. Every job matters, but with particular care and concern for the people in my province who have worked so hard to support our province, our country, through equalization, through the production of energy. It's time that the country stands up for us. We've been there for the country for forever.
And let's remind Canadians, wherever they are watching, listening to this program, that a strong Alberta means a strong Ontario. A strong Ontario means a strong British Columbia. If we're having clean tech development and innovation coming from British Columbia, we're having manufacturing in Ontario, we're having strong resource development in Newfoundland, it all comes together. We are unified by that, but you can't do it when policies are being implemented in Ottawa by an ideological prime minister that is intent, I think, on hurting our resource industry. And it could be mining in Northern Ontario and British Columbia as well. It doesn't have to be natural gas and oil.
Absolutely. And I think, Jamie, this is a question of leadership. You know, we right now, I feel like this crisis that we're in, a lot of people like haven't gone through a crisis like this in our country. Blessfully so. We've been so blessed as a nation to have long periods of economic stability and peace. And like this is a major upheaval. But I just don't think that Trudeau understands that. I think, you know, he went into being a prime minister for the Vogue cover spreads, for the, you know, international speaking gigs, for the We Charity tours, right? This is a time where he needed to sit down and say, okay, forget how we do everything, forget, take no off the table. We are getting a vaccine. We're getting rapid tests out. I'm not pointing fingers at other people. I'm taking this responsibility on myself. I mean, like, it's sort of this Churchill moment in a lot of ways that we're just not seeing that leadership from. and from him with regard to, you know, how he's managing the country. And so I do think that we need, you know, somebody who can lead. And at a minimum, Trudeau needs to realize, like, what he's doing is not cutting it. Coming out of Rideau Cottage and, you know, smiling and giving, you know, lies to the Canadian public, and then having that carried on CBC every day, that is not going to get us out of this. This is serious. And I know we're treating it seriously within our party, but people want hope. And that's what we have to give to them across levels of government right now.
Michelle, I know you have to go. Question period's coming up. You got
it
a couple
is.
Of questions. I don't want to keep you too long. I don't know how else you can build on that, but I always give the guests the final word. The floor is yours. I know I kind of took it away from the health part of it. If you want to bring it back to there, talk about kind of the vaccines, the kind of the rapid tests, the economic part of it. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I just, you know, Jamie, I think getting messages out like this, it's so important. And just to anybody who's listening, again, if especially if you're listening to this and, you know, you're not really politically active, this is a time to be politically active. This is a time to demand better from government, from everybody who's elected, because we can't afford another year of inaction. And I really hope that Canadians understand what's at stake with vaccines, with the recovery, with all of these things, and just say enough is enough from the Trudeau Liberals. We need better. And that's what we're going to fight for today.
I couldn't say it better myself. Michelle Rempel-Gardner, the Member of Parliament for Calgary, Nose Hill, the Shadow Minister for Health. We always appreciate your friendly, familiar face on the show. You are welcome back anytime. And we do really appreciate your message and your enthusiasm for not only getting Canada back on track economically, but health-wise as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Jamie.
All right. Make sure you stick around for question period. It'll be shared on Erin O'Toole, our leaders page, very shortly. And in regards to this program, we do appreciate you coming on. We do appreciate your participation in the show, but we also need to remind you to like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Help us push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda. If you cannot watch us all right this second on Facebook, please download us. Listen to us on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. New content every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We thank you so much for joining us. Remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the blueprint.